One day, 10 men came to Jesus. They all had leprosy. Their disease caused them to live as social outcasts. They couldn't be in the towns and villages, and everywhere they went, they had to cry out, "Unclean, unclean." So they came to Jesus in their plight. They came to him and stood at a distance and cried out, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." Jesus saw them. He heard them and had pity on them. He told them to go and show themselves to the priests. Miraculously, as they went, they were cleansed. They were cured of their leprosy. One of them, when he saw that he was healed, came back to Jesus, praising God in a loud voice, and he fell at Jesus' feet and thanked him. This caused Jesus to ask in Luke chapter 17, verse 17, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Rise and go, your faith has made you well." 10 were cleansed, but only one returned to Jesus to demonstrate his thankfulness for what Jesus had done for him. How many diseases has Jesus cured you of? How much grace and mercy has he showered upon your life? Do you show your thankfulness? Quite often we get caught up in our own selfishness. We even think that we deserve the things that we have in our life. And we forget that everything we have is a gracious gift from God. So return to Jesus. Fall at his feet and give him thanks, because he has certainly had mercy on you. He saw your plight, your sins, and he took that disease into his body and suffered the death that your sins deserve, so that you are forgiven. Jesus rose from the dead so that you could know it is true and be guaranteed that you will have life eternal in heaven. Not because you deserve it, but because he chose to love you. So give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Amen.